This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by Curious Plot. With today's news, here's Cindy Zimmerman.
Good afternoon. Both chambers of Congress are back in session for a couple of weeks now prior to Thanksgiving, and the Senate is expected to make a decision tomorrow on who will be the next majority leader between Senators John Thune of South Dakota, John Cornyn of Texas, and Rick Scott of Florida. Meanwhile, there are 14 House races that have yet to be called, with the majority of those in California. President-elect Donald Trump is busy naming cabinet members as fast as he can. Former Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York was nominated for EPA Administrator, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is in for Homeland Security, with Senator Marco Rubio of Florida expected to be named for Secretary of State. Yesterday was our day to honor veterans, and for the first time, a veteran farmer was honored in a special way with the inaugural Veteran Farmer Award of Excellence, presented by the American Farm Bureau Federation with support from Farm Credit. Retired Army Colonel Joe Ricker of Indiana is the first recipient.
I don't think every veteran is going to be the perfect match for owning a homestead or a farm. But I think every veteran has a home within agriculture, whether it's, you know, flying UAVs for drones to spray crops, or whether it's managing animals, or, you know, being a farmhand. There's just a lot of agriculture that helps therapeutically and helps keep the community of veterans together and gives them a new community.
Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says there are a significant number of farmers and ranchers who have served in the military.
And we just thought it was a great opportunity for us to just say, we want to recognize these farmers that have served our country, going back to their community, serving their community, and also serving the industry that we all love. It's just been an honor for us to go through this very first award, and we're just really hoping to last for a long time, because there's a lot of veterans out there that need to be recognized, and a lot of them are more and more wanting to be involved in agriculture.
There was a great deal of interest in the award, with nominations coming from 34 states, so it was a hard decision to make. But Farm Credit Council President and CEO Todd Van Hoos says they were impressed with Colonel Ricker's work helping other veterans.
One of the important things I think we look for was not only, you know, are you doing some great things on the farm, but are you helping some others as well? And that's really what we want to recognize, because as people come home from overseas and after serving and transition back to civilian life, some of them struggle a little bit. And agriculture is a great outlet for that. And the skills, the dedication, the selflessness that it takes to be successful in military is something that it takes to be successful in agriculture. And we think a lot of those skill sets apply. And I just can't tell you how thrilled we were to learn of Colonel Rickert's story, because he's having an amazing impact out there.
Colonel Ricker's story includes serving 30 years in the Army, buying a farm in Indiana, and finding ways to give back after retiring from the military in 2022.
And then I picked up a consulting job with Purdue and AgriAbility, and continue on doing that today as their veteran outreach coordinator. In between all that, I got a couple hundred apple trees, a dozen beehives, and then I also have created two nonprofits. One of them is Veterans of Farming, helps people get conference and joining and get together. And then I have another nonprofit called At Ease Orchard. I actually started At Ease Orchard in about 2020 as a nonprofit. And the purpose of that was to really get veterans back into agriculture. I like to say that I don't grow stuff. I try to grow veterans into farmers.
Ricker was honored today during a special reception with the Senate Agriculture Committee, and the award will officially be presented at the 2025 Farm Bureau Convention in January in San Antonio, along with a $10,000 cash prize, which Ricker hopes to use to keep growing more veterans into farmers. For AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot, a full-service marketing communications and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com.